Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Sound Off. I'm John Sears. We're down to one local team left in the postseason.
And I'm Keith Murphy. How did this happen? We started the weekend with six teams.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off, Keith Murphy, alongside John Sears. And I felt pretty good about seeing a win last night in Milwaukee, Iowa State, and Purdue's toss-up, but felt like Iowa State
evenly
hot.
Matched game.
Yeah, would get that done. And I felt like Iowa would beat TCU today in Iowa City. That did not happen. But the Drake women lost. The Iowa State women lost. The Northern Iowa women lost.
We've got one team left.
The Hawkeye women.
In the WNIT.
In the WNIT.
Thursday against Colorado.
And that's it. That's all that's left. But as we saw tonight with South Carolina beating Duke, it's the tournament. It's March Madness. Your chance to sound off. Right now, 515-282-9010. The hot topic, Iowa State's epic comeback comes up short against Purdue. Now for ISU, life without arguably the best senior class ever.
And the season comes to an end for the young Hawkeyes in the NIT. TCU knocks out Iowa in overtime. Call us now. Lines open to sound off, 282-9010.
I love a good road trip. It doesn't have to include the world's largest truck stop, but it's better if it does. Where else can you get a fountain pop the size of a beer keg? For college basketball fans, the best road trips begin with hope that the road leads to the Final Four. For most, it won't. Cyclone fans love their basketball teams, and this one more than most. Four senior starters, all winners, all likable. Monte Morris, best point guard in Iowa State history, winningest player. Matt Thomas, soft-spoken, kind, quietly became Iowa State's best clutch shooter. Deontay Burton, most improved player and a one-man jaw-dropping improv show. Naz Mitrulong, streaky sniper, all-time ambassador for all things Iowa State. The end hits hard. It's a gut punch. It's not just the end of the season or the end of college careers. In this case, it's the end of an era. Six straight NCAA bids, three Big 12 tourney titles, two Sweet 16s. No road to the Final Four, but still a pretty good trip.
It was a fun ride, Keith. You got to say that. Keith, have you heard of LeVar Ball?
Yes.
Who am I kidding? Of course you have. He's the father of UCLA freshman Lonzo Ball. Well, Father Ball has been on a TV crusade this week saying he would have beat Jordan in his prime, and he could beat Barkley right now one-on-one. Part of me thinks he's just mugging and talking for the camera, but another part of me truly thinks he's that delusional. And to be honest, I kind of love it. I mean, he did average 2 points a game at Washington State. Now, LeVar's son Lonzo is one of the best players in the country, but in my opinion, he's overrated. And how couldn't he be? Respected media personalities are saying Lonzo will revolutionize basketball, be a transcendent figure in the game. Really? What does Lonzo Ball do that we've never seen? Seriously, he's averaging 14 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds a game on a defense optional team. Good? Absolutely. Revolutionary? Come on, give me a break. Is Lonzo going to revolutionize the game more than Jordan, Wilt, Magic, Oscar, Russell, LeBron, Curry? Heck, Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple-double, and you're telling me Lonzo Ball is going to do something we've never seen? Maybe I'm missing something. The reason Lonzo Ball is vastly overrated is because there's nowhere for him to go but down. The pedestal his dad put him on makes the Sears/Willis Tower look small. Pundits already want to build him a bust in the Basketball Hall of Fame. If he isn't better than Steph Curry, people will be disappointed. The kid is set up to fail like so many overhyped athletes we've seen come before him. But hey, at least his dad is providing some comic relief along the way.
Just give the guy a break, man. He's just supporting his son, John. All right, let's go to Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge, 282-9010, if you'd like to sound off now. Dodger Denny, the Cyclone basketball season comes to an end before all Cyclone fans wanted and before most expected. What did you think?
Well, I wish we could have went a little farther, but I'm very proud of those guys. They never gave up. They worked their tails off, and I'm proud of them, and I'll still be the Cyclone fan no matter what. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Dodger Denny. We're limited to just under 2 minutes' worth of NCAA highlights left to show. We'll use them all here on Iowa State. But, John, being in the arena last night, coming out for a live shot, and at one point speaking to you during a commercial break and finding out that Iowa State was down 19, and then quickly, and I mean very quickly, Iowa State being down just 3 and then eventually taking the lead, I was so impressed that the Cyclones went down fighting like that because they could – 19 points against a good Purdue team, they could have all but – packed it in right there.
I thought there was no shot they were going to come back, and I don't think they were going to get blown out by 30, but I thought it was just going to hover around 12 to 15 the entire game and they would just lose. But man, what a comeback. And when they took the lead, I thought, this is it. We're heading to Kansas City. All the momentum was with Iowa State. But again, you got to give credit to Purdue as well. They forced a couple turnovers in the final 2 minutes, and Swanigan, that rebound there on that missed free throw was huge. So Iowa State just ran out of gas in the final 2 minutes, but man, what a comeback it was. And they've done that for the last, 6 years?
Yeah, it took so much energy. They had to be nearly perfect to come all the way back. And then at the end of the game, the Cyclones were not perfect, and Purdue made a couple of plays, rattled in a three, got a key rebound. Now, John, as you know, we usually go to Cheeser at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the weekend of Cheeser because I saw his brother in Kansas City, and then today – I'm at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and a guy in the hallway tells me that Cheeser can really shoot the three. He said he once saw you score 42 points at a Special Olympics game.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty sad. I'm kind of sad about the seniors, but I have the guys' phone numbers, so I hope we stay in touch. But I'm ready for Royals baseball, and let me tell you something, guys. Did you guys know I'm going down to Los Angeles to the Dodgers game July 7th through the 9th?
We did know that, Cheeser, and we thank you for your call. And, again, congratulations on being so good at the three. Hey, you know, I talked to Peter Jok tonight at the end of his career, and he's a guy, maybe just because of all that he's seen in his incredible backstory, his incredible life, he just doesn't really get emotional.
He doesn't.
You know, he was just like, yeah, I'm appreciative of everything, but I'm cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of how he's been his entire career. He's always just had that soft-spoken, calm, quiet demeanor. And he's always been a really good guy.
Yeah,
and
Nick Bear called him goofy today. Said, I'm going to miss how goofy he is.
I don't think we ever saw the goofiness out of Peter Jok, but it's probably in the locker room thing.
Said he's a practical jokester.
Okay.
Just a funny guy, a fun guy, a goofy guy.
He'll get a shot at the NBA.
He will. There's always room for a great shooter. He's a great shooter. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice is back and he judges. Jennifer in Des Moines says ISU's Donovan Jackson looks like former Michigan star Jalen Rose. I can see this. Old Spice, do you see it? He does not.
Does not like it.
Does not like it. Man, he's tough. Brant in Waukee says Drake's Jenny Baranchek looks like Law and Order's Mariska Hargitay. Old Spice.
I can see a little something there.
Man, he is so tough. Just raising the bar.
All right, guys. Or friend. Or dads. All together. Let's exhale. Next. In What's Buggin' Andy.
You can follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Brenda writes, love this team and so sad it's over. Class act on and off the court. I was a huge Freddie fan, but Prome is my new favorite.
Noah chimes in on Iowa basketball. Good group returning. A lot of things that need to improve. Free throw shooting, defensive rotations, etc. Young team again next year.
Yeah, turnovers today. Bunch in the first half.
And the free throw shooting.
Missed 11 free throws.
Horrendous.
And some bad defense.
Yeah.
Could have won. The crowd did its part. The crowd was phenomenal at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Hit tons of threes. Shot like 55% and still lost.
Yeah,
tells you something.
Iowa needs to go to work on finding a way to make the sold-out loud crowds that come to the NIT.
Yeah,
there
the
in the
normal
regular
crowd.
Season. The normal
yeah.
crowd, yes. I spent spring break in Milwaukee. That's not quite a tourist destination.
I can't remember the last time I had a real spring break, and maybe that's a good thing.
It might be.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, isn't it funny the way your perspective changes as you grow older? You go from hating naps to longing for them. From pushing away vegetables to lining up for a kale smoothie. The spring break is one of those things that undergoes a complete transformation too. And as a kid, it's a vacation that hits right in the nick of time between Christmas and summer. Older kids love it even more. I mean, after all, it's R&R mixed with PBR, SPF, and TNA. The greatest combination of life thus far. But then, well, old spring break sort of turns. The way an egg salad sandwich turns when you leave it in the cooler long after the ice is melted. First, you lose the days off. Everyone outside of the education field worked last week. Then you gain the financial burdens. I mean, at first you can't really afford another vacation, even if you had the time off. And then, well, then you have kids. And then those kids go to school. And those schools go on spring break. And that week comes crashing down into your peaceful life like a plane borrowed by Stephen Leith. Having the kids at home for 9 or 10 straight days isn't a vacation, it's a vocation. The weather still is cold, the pools aren't open, kids are stuck inside, and they are making the inside of your house messier than the clearance section at TJ Maxx. You gotta get them out. Problem is, everybody else is thinking the exact same thing. You see the inside of the Science Center last week? I mean, it looked like the running of the 40-pound bulls. It was like a plague of locusts with sticky fingers and dookie stains. The zoo, the mall, Sky Zone, Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, getting out of the house to go to one of those places was like trying to cure a headache with a Slipknot CD. Fellow dads and moms, my condolences. And to the teachers, daycare providers, school bus drivers, crossing guards, lunch ladies and librarians, respect. Thank you. We owe you. I hope you at least enjoyed your spring break. Thank God it's over. I'm Andy Fales, and that's What's Bugging Me.
Oh, man. I hope that was cathartic for Andy. You know, in the past couple decades, I can only remember 1 year having spring break with the family, and that's because, and this is maybe something we need to remember this weekend, the basketball was so bad in the state that year that we absolutely knew there was no chance of an NCAA tournament bid for anyone.
Yeah, we forget how bad it used to be.
Oh, yes, we do.
Good to be back.
All right, Becky and Bondurant, Matt in Oskaloosa, Anthony in Des Moines, all coming up, and who's in your five more memorable moments on Milwaukee. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Chuck writes, great comeback in the second half, but where did Matt Thomas go in that second half? Seemed like Iowa State didn't even look his way down the stretch. Thank you, Iowa State, for another exciting season. You needed to get him more shots.
Man, he was feeling it. Paul writes, winning isn't as great as it seems, and losing isn't as bad as it seems. It's being in the game, that's the fun part. These seniors were always in the game. They never gave up, so the fun never stopped during an Iowa State game.
That is a good way to look at it. Who's in your five week in Milwaukee? A few moments from our slideshow. Number five, a road trip is just fun.
That's Michael mugging for the camera.
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. Yep, he likes to do that. He's a good traveling buddy, though. He plays a lot of red dirt country, but he did the driving and driver's choice.
He loves the red dirt.
Yeah, number four, world's largest truck stop. Always stop there because I'm fascinated with how over the top it all is. Number three, ghost hunting with Cyclone Fanatics.
No,
Chris
you
Williams.
Didn't.
Yes, I did. I don't know how
you
he
find
talk-
one.
I don't know how he talked me into this, John, but we did not see any ghosts. But he swears. He swears we did, and I'm here to tell you it was a picture frame. He swears it
he
was said, a ghost.
He thought a picture frame
he
was a ghost.
He thinks it was a ghost. Number two, I met a real-life Nevada wolf, and he explained to me that it's two words, wolf pack.
Wait, now he talked to you? The mascot talked to you? That's
no, he pointed to his shirt.
Oh, okay. I'm just making
it's
sure.
It's a wolf, John. A wolf can't talk.
He said he explained it to you. I'm just making sure.
And the number one best thing I saw in Milwaukee, actual basketball. I mean, that's the fun, right? That's the good part. You know how you get excited, especially that game where the winner goes to the Sweet 16, you can just feel it in the air.
And there's the way we cover games, there's so much buildup to the games. We're there 2 days before.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing live shots like six times a day. Finally, when the game gets there, you're just like, oh, we do actually have a game we get to watch and cover.
And it seemed so, the day seemed so long because the games were both the last games
of
the day. Those late
takes
tips.
Takes forever to get there.
Anthony is in Des Moines. Anthony, what do you think here as we look ahead to next season for men's basketball in Division I?
Hi, guys. How you guys doing this evening?
Good.
My question is for you, not only just what the future is going to bring for both Iowa and Iowa State men's basketball going into next season, but we have forgotten one school as well. It's the Drake women's basketball. I mean, what a year they had. The one greater conference in the Missouri Valley and got knocked out in the first round of their tournament. My question is for you, what's the future going to be for all three of those schools and what players are going to have as you're looking forward to the next season?
Well, we certainly have done a lot on the Drake women's basketball team, so we'll take this with Iowa and Iowa State men, which are the two teams by far of most interest. I can tell you that the Hawkeyes feel like they are an NCAA tournament team, and Peter Jock said this today, an NCAA tournament team that could go deep as soon as next year. That's the approach they're taking.
It's all going to depend on those freshmen and how they improve into their sophomore season. Now, losing Jock is going to be big. I think people are dismissing that a little too much. Those shots he was making today, I mean, you got to find another guy that can do that. Bohannon can't do it all. So they got to find another scorer.
And I think the reason options. Some people are feeling that way is because at times Iowa looked better when Jock was not playing because the ball doesn't stop with him and he wasn't always the best defender. But you're right. When he is scoring like that, he's great. He's first team all Big Ten for a reason.
And they've got a 7-footer, a 6'10", and McCaffrey's son coming in, which will help a lot as well.
I talked to Jackson and Babb with Iowa State last night after the game. They know that people think that Cyclone basketball is about to take a big step back. They do not feel that way at all. They say they will keep that going, and they will be back in the NCAA tournament as soon as next year.
That's the goal, and they've built that program up to be the goal every year, but I think in reality, it's hard to – that senior class, that's impossible to replace. A guy like Monte Morris, now they got a great freshman point guard coming in, but you can't expect him to do what Morris did or any of those seniors. Now, I still think they're going to be pretty good, but I kind of feel like they're going to be like Iowa this year. Bubble, 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 maybe win a couple in late to get in. If they don't, they might be in the NIT.
I'm going to miss Monte Morris's mom. She was a treat. Oh. Up next, it's Face-Off. Should Tom Brands be on the hot seat? Plus, more live calls, 515-282-9010. Time to sound off. You can email soundoff@whotv.com. A very awesome and fun season for the Drake women. Great accomplishments. Too bad they got double whammied by the selection committee with bad seating and then facing a team on its home court. Where's the respect, Ernie and Des Moines?
Double whammied. Congratulations to Tom Brands. He has managed to do the impossible. Turn the Iowa wrestling dynasty into mediocrity. That is from Sad Shirley. Ouch. Time to bounce around. More topics. We call it Face Off. Keith, Kale Sanderson just won his sixth national title in the last 7 years at Penn State.
Wow.
The Nittany Lions are the new Iowa. Show no signs of slowing down.
John, Penn State had five national champions, and they all return. They're a virtual lock to win again in 2018. every year it's more apparent leaving Iowa State was great for Cale and Penn State and bad for everyone else in college wrestling. He is the new king.
Yeah, Iowa finished in the top five for the 10th straight year, but the Hawks haven't won a title since 2010. Hard to believe I'm asking this, but is Tom Brands on the hot seat?
No, he's not, but it shows you how high expectations are for Iowa wrestling. The Hawks do need to pick it up, and firing Brands would only make it worse, not better. I mean, who's going to do better? No one can take down Cale right now. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's one thing you got to remember. Who are you going to replace Brands with?
Right. No. Iowa State is going to upgrade, but it'd be hard for Iowa, too.
Yeah. Drake Women lost to Kansas State in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Great season, tough finish. They deserved better from the selection committee, right?
Yeah, one of our viewers just wrote that. The selection committee probably feels vindicated by both Valley teams getting bounced in round one. But come on, Drake deserved better than playing the 7 seed on K-State's home court. For Drake, bad draw, great season.
Brad Underwood bolts Oklahoma State for Illinois. That tells me one thing.
What's that?
Money talks.
Made $1 million in Stillwater, will make $3 million in Champaign. Good get for the Illini. Also shows me, relative to the market, Oklahoma State was cheap and took Underwood staying for granted. That's a bad mistake.
That is a bad mistake. Tom Crean is out. Indiana needs a new coach. You know where I'm going. Please tell me they are not going to hire Steve Alford.
UCLA just won, it gets more likely. I don't think Indiana will hire Alford, but he's always wanted that job. Hawkeye fans should light a candle and hope Indiana hires Alford.
He always fails upward.
He does.
Getting Lonzo Ball saved his job at UCLA. Finally, can you please explain this terrifying picture of Cyclone Fanatics Chris Williams eating chili from your trip?
Yes.
Look at this.
Yes, I can explain it. Jamie Pollard and Andy Fales both told us we had to try real chili. So we walked in and Chris asked the waiter, "What's good here?" The waiter paused, puzzled, and said, chili. So Chris ate chili. There's nothing on the menu but chili.
What's good here?
He wasn't joking either. Over under, overrated. Milwaukee is an NCAA tournament hosting site. Most of the people there did not care. It was nothing like when it was in Des Moines.
Underrated, Milwaukee as fun city.
Yeah, it's fun.
They have a lot of beer.
Yeah. It's a fun city. All right, we got to take one call here, Mike and Creston. Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Mike.
You guys have an outstanding show, and I really appreciate your comments tonight. I am very interested in the Division I basketball programs in Iowa, Iowa State, Iowa Drake, and Northern Iowa. I think we have excellent fans in Iowa, but I'm not sure that we're getting everybody into the games that need to be for attendance, and I think we just need to up the incentive to go to games. I think that would increase our support and our performance overall in Division I basketball for Iowa.
It's a good topic of conversation, Mike. Thank you. Becky and Bondurant, Matt and Oskaloosa, apologies to you. We have run out of time. We're back next week. We hope you are.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Iowa senior Corey Clark from Southeast Polk is a national wrestling champ. Clark celebrated the only way a wrestler would, body-slamming assistant coach Terry Brands. Don't worry. Terry wanted it.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.